Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Listen up, my brother. If you're over the age of 40, 50, 60, or beyond, and your six-pack is actually looking like a party-sized keg, then I've got a solution for you. You see, my Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition and Brotherhood program is the only program on the planet where the word dad bod is like a four-letter word. See, we're not just a program. We're a worldwide movement of over 16,000 men just like you. But when I say just like you, I mean guys who still feel like they're 25 in their heads, but their bodies keep asking, are you sure about that? See, I created this program specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to help burn belly fat, to help build muscle, to help improve strength, to help boost energy, to help boost that libido, and also naturally increase your testosterone levels. But aside from that, this program is also helping you regain your manhood, improve your fitness, and get you into the best health you've ever been. And with a Trustpilot score of 4.9, we're obviously doing something right. This program's got over 36 phases. That's 3 years of progressive programming. Imagine that. You have a university-like program specifically designed for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, just like you, that's going to help you get those results. No more wrestling with the pickle jar. No more trying to figure out what workouts to do and what program to use and stopping and starting. No more second guessing, because not only am I going to give you follow along workouts where you're going to train right beside me. Listen, we're going to sweat together. I'm going to motivate you. I'm going to guide you. And together, we're going to get you in the best shape of your life. But I'm also going to hook you up with a nutrition plan specifically designed for men to help you increase your testosterone, fuel your body with the foods that will help you get in the best shape and health of your life. But also, I'll tell you when to eat. I'll tell you what to eat. And I'll tell you how much to eat, and I'll tell you the foods to stay away from. I know it sounds a little bit overwhelming, but just think about this. You're not going to have any more second guessing whether a whole pizza actually counts as one serving. Am I going to tell you a spoiler alert? It does. Anyways, I'm also going to throw recovery routines like yoga and mobility, because let's face it, as we get older, as we age, getting out of bed unassisted counts as a win. Plus, I'm going to share sleep tips just to help you master the art of not snoring like a freight train and getting those 7 to 9 hours you need on a daily basis. Now, here's the cherry on top of this program, the powerful thing of this program, the Alpha Brotherhood. There's no politics, there's no religion, there's no pop culture, there's no judgment, just thousands of guys in our private Facebook group from all over the world cheering you on, helping you, guiding you, and motivating you, even while you do your birthday burpees in your living room. That's right. We actually have birthday burpees that people do on their birthday. But seriously though, listen, brother, you've been put on this earth to provide, to protect, and to procreate. You can't do it if you're not in the best health of your life. You can't do it if your biggest exercise is lifting the remote. You have to focus on your health and your fitness for yourself, for your families, and for the people around you. So if you're ready to finally get in shape, then head over to over40alpha.com and your journey is going to start for just $1 for the first 30 days. Yes, you heard that right. All you have to pay is $1 and you will have access to the entire program for just 30 days. You'll get that fat loss shred phase where you'll get follow along workouts. You'll also get live coaching 2 times a month with the Funkster and all the other brothers. You'll get access to the private Facebook group, and you'll get everything you need to get in the best shape of your life. And listen, after 30 days, if you don't like this program, you didn't get in the best shape, you can ask for a refund, and we're clear. But I guarantee you, you are going to love this program. Go to over40alpha.com. Start today for just $1 for 30 days. There's no hidden fees, just $1. Give me that $1. Give me 30 days, and I'm going to get you on your way to be in the best shape of your life. Go to over40alpha.com, over40alpha.com, sign up for $1, and we'll see you on the other side. Enjoy the podcast. We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to episode number 118 of the Over 40 Alpha podcast. I am your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer, and I'm a fitness expert specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. And welcome to your podcast. This is your show. Everything I do is for you, for the listeners, for the people who want to empower themselves with information on how to transform your body, your health, your life, your emotions, your spirituality, and your mental health. Specifically as we age, right? Because men, you know, as we age, things aren't the same as they used to be. And a lot of people ask me questions about what workout should I be doing? You know, what should I not be eating? What should I be eating? And I love those questions. I truly do, because that just shows that when people ask me those questions, they are searching for information to help their own fitness journey. But one of the biggest struggles that I find, one of the biggest hurdles or barriers that men in their 40s and 50s, 60s, and probably most people have when it comes to losing weight or changing their nutrition or trying to balance hormones, is cravings. How to deal with cravings? How do I stay consistent with my nutrition? So today, we are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about something called intuitive eating or mindful eating. We're going to dive into emotional eating. We're going to dive into how to deal with cravings. And then we're going to finally talk about how to tap into your body's hunger signals. Because I think it's important. This is going to be extremely powerful for you. So we're going to dive in right away. I'm not going to waste any time because I know that so many people are struggling with this. And it's all about just getting out of that diet mindset. Because that's what people ask me all the time. Guys come up to me and they'll say, what diet do you do? What about intermittent fasting? What about keto? What about one about carnivore diet? What about paleo? What about one meal a day? What about low carb? What about low fat? What about South Beach diet? What about vegan, vegetarian, all of this shit? You have to get out of the diet mindset. That's what intuitive eating is. Getting out of that diet mindset, because I see so many people jumping from diet to this diet to that diet and totally wrecking their metabolism on the way. And you know, brothers, as we get older, our metabolism is slowing down. This is one of the reasons why we find that our metabolism slows down, that we find that we can't burn fat like we used to. This is just one of those reasons. We're jumping from diet to diet, killing our bodies. But intuitive eating is almost the opposite of that. With intuitive eating, you're slowing down and listening to your body's cues, right? I want to give you power over the foods, not the foods having power over you. And that is a huge thought. Think about that. You want power over your foods. You don't want your foods to have power over you, because when you're craving and you give into those cravings, or when you're emotionally eating, or when you're just eating out of the sake of you don't even know why, that's because the foods have power over you. Intuitive eating, it's about eating when you truly feel hungry and stopping when you're satisfied. And you also focus on foods that are going to make you feel good, and not just feel good right then and there, but feel good versus feeling bloated, feeling tired, feeling regretful afterward, feeling guilty, feeling inflamed. And doesn't that sound simple? Doesn't that sound simple? You know, I've been using intuitive eating with my MetaTest Boost Nutrition System. That's our system that we use in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, which you can join for $1 for 30 days. I'm going to take you down an incredible body transformation program in 30 days for $1 if you go to over40alpha.com. Literally, $1, literally. That's all you have to pay. $1, I'm going to give you follow-along workouts. I'm going to give you this specific nutrition system. I'm going to coach you through it. I'm going to break you down. You're going to get our Facebook group with all the other thousands of men who have used this exact system, lifestyle, to transform not only their bodies, but their health. They're not looking for something else. They've found it, specifically designed for hormones, for testosterone, for boosting metabolism, for energy, and it's simple. Plus, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of other stuff, abs, sleep strategies. For $1? For 30 days? Specifically designed for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s that has been used by 18,000 men across the world and have results after results after the results? What are you waiting for? It's $1. Over40alpha.com. If you don't like it after 29 days, then quit. Anyways, I use this. With my intuitive, I use intuitive eating with our system. And I'm also, just to another plug, my Nutrition for Men Over 40 book's coming out in, I believe it's November. This book is going to change your life. It's literally going to change your life. There's no book out there, it's not even close, that is a nutrition-based book for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s based on a testosterone eating hormone balancing plan. So I use into, so look out for that nutrition, and I'm going to give it to you for free, a hardcover book, well, soft cover book, but a book, physical. So I use intuitive eating because some days I'll eat one, twice a day. There'll be a day I may eat once a day because of what I'm doing. And usually it's three times a day because that's generally what the nutrition plan is. It's, but I always have a balanced plate. Always, 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 and I always listen to my body. Now, do I often eat two times or one time a day? No, that barely happens, but it happens. It happens. I may be super busy working on a project, and all of a sudden or I may be fasting that day because I had a guilt-free meal the day before, so I may be fasting that day and could only have one meal, but it's always a balanced plate. I always listen to the body, and I'm also aware of the foods that make me feel great and the other ones that make me feel like shit. Both, like, and when I say feel like shit, I mean emotionally, physically, and mentally. I know those foods. I don't have to guess. I know 100% the foods and the drinks that are gonna leave me feeling horrible, inflamed. Now my shoulder hurts. Now my back hurts. Now I want to sleep. Now I'm emotionally I'm all over the place. Mentally, I'm just not clear. I'm not focused. I know those foods, and you probably know those foods too. So if you're using my program, you're in the Brotherhood, then this is actually going to make your eating plan. If you're using any of my, if you're using my MetaTest Boost Nutrition Plan or any of my nutrition systems, this is going to make your eating way more effective. And you're going to start having an amazing relationship with your food and how it feels. And it's going to level up your eating because you're going to learn the relationship that food has on your body and on your results. You're literally going to have that power. But if you've been following this diet and that diet or cutting out entire food groups altogether, or you're only eating during certain hours of the day, or you're going on this fast or what have you, then the idea of intuitive eating can sound a little wild or a little foreign. Because the fact is, intuitive eating will take some practice. It'll take some trial and error. It's not something that happens right away. You need to practice. You need to understand. You need to, you know, you just need to give it time. But you have to be consistent with it. And imagine how liberating it's going to feel when you no longer have good foods or bad foods. Because for us, there are foods that affect our hormones and our results. And those are the foods we want to eat, right? What are the foods that are going to affect our hormones? What are the foods that are going to affect our results? And what are the foods that are going to lead us in the opposite direction? So that means, but that also means that you're not going to feel guilty if you have a piece of pizza once in a while or a slice of cake once in a while because you're making the decision. But you want to know the strange thing? After you start understanding intuitive eating and using mindful eating, intuitive eating, whatever you want to call it, you might not even want that pizza or that cake because you know how it's going to make you feel. And for me, that's 100%. That's 100%. You know, I had my wife's birthday. I had Valentine's Day. I have my mother's birthday. I have UFC that I go to, like working the UFCs or even going to watch UFCs. I have my birthday. I have other people's birthdays, weddings. And there's tons of cakes, tons of sweets, tons of chocolate, tons of pizza. But I don't have any. Because I know how that's going to make me feel in the end. And I don't want to feel that way. So for me, no problem. Bring it on. I'm not going to have any because I know I don't want to feel the way I know I'm going to feel. I want to enjoy this wedding. I want to enjoy Valentine's Day and really and connect with my wife. I want to enjoy my mother's birthday celebration with everybody coming in and taking pictures and really ensuring my mom has a great time. I want to enjoy the fights without falling asleep in on the main card. So I know what foods I can eat and what foods I want to eat and what foods I don't. And that's freedom. That is freedom. Then the biggest thing is if you have ever spent a lot of time wondering what to eat, how much to eat, once you have intuitive eating in your lifestyle, you're gonna spend less time about that. You're gonna know. How awesome is that, right? How awesome is it to know? Now, if you wanna start, the first thing you wanna do is you gotta slow down, right? When you start to feel like you wanna eat, slow down and ask yourself, am I really physically hungry? Or am I stressed? Or am I bored? Or am I eating out of habit? Let me repeat that. The next time you feel like you want to eat, before you even start the process of cooking or looking for something to eat, ask yourself this question or these questions. Am I physically hungry right now? Or if I just have this glass of water, sip of water because I haven't had water in an hour. Okay, that's right. No, I'm not hungry. It's just I needed some water. Or am I stressed? Am I bored? Nothing to do right now. I got nothing. I think if I'm a little hungry, maybe I should eat. Am I stressed? Oh man, this person's stressing me out. Let me go to the fridge and see what I can eat. Or am I just eating out of habit? It's 8 o'clock every 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. every single day, I open the freaking fridge and I pull out whatever. Then when you do eat, slow down, take your time so you can actually enjoy the meal. Right. So you ask the question, okay, am I really hungry? So let's say, yeah, I am hungry. I haven't eaten in 3 hours, 4 hours. It's my second meal of the day. It's the perfect time now. Let's eat. But now when I'm eating, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to give my body the chance to recognize when I'm full so I don't end up feeling stuffed or I don't end up feeling tired or I don't end up feeling bloated after the meal. And in my program, there's no second helping. There's no second helpings. If you're going for a second helping, that means you didn't put enough food on your plate. If you're going for a second helping, that means you're not eating enough carbs. If you're going for a second helping, that means you're not eating 3 meals a day. That's it. There's no debate on that. There's no debate. If you keep going back for seconds, there's something going on there. But slow down take your time, eat, enjoy what you're eating, enjoy what you cooked, enjoy what was prepared for you. And then after you eat, pay attention to how you feel. This happened to me the other day before we went on a hike. Because again, I know what I can and should eat before a 10K hike and what I should not eat before a 10K hike. Because I have some back issues that I don't want to inflame, right? I don't want to flame myself by eating certain foods. I got to drive out to where we're going to hike. We have to drive out, so it's a far drive, and then hiking for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then driving home. So I know now that, okay, I'm going to, if I just have protein, if I have egg whites with some spinach, I know I'm not getting my carbs there because I know that I'm going to get carbs after, along with protein, healthy fats, and, and vegetables and fruits. But I am now eating based on what I'm about to do. So I know, okay, if I have protein, if that's even if I'm hungry, but if I have protein and not have the carbs or what have you, that means I'm going to have a better hike without inflaming because, you know, carbs are going to cause a bit of inflammation and cause a little bit of water retention, which, you know, on a 10K hike, I can do without. But that's specificity right there. But that's also intuitive eating, knowing what foods that are going I can eat that are going to take me down this road and give me the energy I need and also allow me to stay inflammation free as much as possible. But after you eat, pay attention to how you feel. Do you feel energized and ready to go, or do you feel bloated and blah? And these are important clues into making healthier food choices for your body. So take some time the next time you sit down and eat. First, the next time you're hungry, ask yourself, are you stressed? Are you bored? Are you eating out of habit? And then when you do eat, take your time, eat your food, look at it, you know, do a little prayer, whether you're spiritual or not. Thank whomever. You could thank yourself for preparing such a great meal. Thank whoever prepared the meal. And then eat it slowly. You know, eat those vegetables and fruits first, because specifically the veggies, eat those first so that you don't get that big spike in glucose spike, insulin spike. Then you go to your proteins, eat that next, and then you go to your healthy fats, and then finally you hit those carbs, starchy complex carbs. And then how do you feel? Not just the 2 seconds after you eat, pay attention for the next 15 minutes, half hour. How are you feeling? Are you like, oh man, I feel pretty good. Okay. Oh, I didn't get that crash that I usually get. Nice. You're on your way to intuitive eating. So let's talk a little bit about emotional eating, what that's all about, and how to recognize that. Because I do find sometimes you eat to numb out your emotions. And it doesn't have to be a negative emotion. Some people eat or drink to celebrate a win. Maybe you had a stressful day at work. Maybe you had a confrontation with someone. Or maybe you got bad news. Or maybe you're just tired or just out of sorts. And on the flip side, maybe you got a promotion at work or you got some good news. However you, in quotes, celebrate is going to be important. Maybe you lost 10 pounds in 2 months, right? Oh my God, I just lost 10 pounds in 2 months. I got to celebrate. But whether you're trying to cope with something, whether you're trying to relax, or whether you're trying to celebrate, you're going to end up diving into, for me, it would be chips or ice cream, or maybe you're going to treat yourself with pizza and beer, or you may have this big, rich, pasta-rich restaurant, pasta-rich meal at a restaurant, right? All of us have been there. I've been there many times. That's what emotional eating is called. That's emotional eating. When you're eating because of a situation, and it's very, very common. You know, like the American Psychology Association says at least 1/3 of people who've reported that they eat more when they're stressed. Do you eat more when you're stressed? Leave a comment below if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're, you know, listening somewhere where there's a comment box. Do you eat when you're stressed? Because emotional eating starts when we're very young. That's what researchers say. It's very common. It starts when we're young. And over the years, it becomes a habit. So you don't even realize it's happening. So a lot of times we don't realize. Imagine when you're young, right? Think about it. The very first part of understanding how emotional eating affects us is you have to ask yourself a simple question every time you eat. Does it sound familiar? And it's super important not to just do this with any judgment either, because all you're trying to do is gather information, right? You want to gather information. And the question is, why are you eating? And if it's not because you're physically hungry, you have to dig deeper. Am I upset about something? Am I bored? Or am I eating because I always eat at that same time of day, like I mentioned above? Or did I earn this? I earn this. I hear this all the time at my gym. I'm working out so I can earn those calories. I hear fitness people saying that all the time. You gotta earn the, I'm doing this so I can earn that drink. I'm doing that so I can earn the donut. I'm doing that so I can earn my calories. Bullshit, man. Specifically if you're a 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old man. We don't live in the I do this to earn business. We don't do this to earn stuff. We have power over our decisions. We don't struggle to earn shit. We struggle to earn happiness. We struggle to get results. We struggle to move forward. We struggle to do things that we've never done before so we can get to places that we've never been. We don't struggle to push ourselves back down. That makes no sense. Why would you do that? Why would you consciously do that? You're consciously telling yourself, I'm going to earn this big pizza I'm going to eat tonight. So I'm going to run sprints and then I'm going to do 100 burpees just so I can have that pizza. And no matter what calories you burnt doing the sprints and the 100 burpees, that ain't going to be enough to cover that pizza because you can't out-train a bad diet. Plus whatever it's going to do to your hormones, your inflammation, your chronic health issues, and so on and so forth. So think about that. I'm struggling and sacrificing and doing things that are very difficult in order to poison my body with foods that are going to only bring me further behind where I was before. Because it's not just the calories. It's what's the type of foods. Killing testosterone, increasing your estrogen, increasing your cortisol, causing stress, causing inflammation, causing chronic health, causing high blood pressure, causing diabetes, causing, you know, inflammation, causing high cholesterol, right? For what? So when you ask yourself this question, why am I eating? I don't want you to judge. I know I just went down this whole road, but I need you to like, aha moments here, brothers. Aha moments here. Let's go. Let's face the facts here. Let's stop fucking around. Let's stop bullshitting ourselves. Why am I eating? No judgment. I don't want to judge right now. I'm not judging myself. I just want to know. Am I eating because I'm stressed right now? Am I eating because my wife just said something to me that pissed me off and I'm going to show her? Am I eating because a guy cut me off in traffic, so I'm going to pull over at McDonald's and eat a Big Mac? Am I eating because I didn't get that promotion that I worked hard for, so I'm just going to drown my sorrows in alcohol and pizza and wings? Is that why I'm eating? Or am I eating because we just won a championship and I want to celebrate by poisoning my body because I just, you know, took myself to a limit? Now that's your choice. But the point I'm trying to make is, why am I eating? Because you're just gathering information. We're in the information gathering stage when we ask this question. If we've never done this before, I had to do this. I had to gather information. You want to just acknowledge. Don't judge your answers. Just acknowledge why you're eating. Because you need to know, right? You need to uncover why. You need to be intuitive. And because over time, as you ask yourself your question, you're going to start noticing some patterns. Write it down. Here are some common signs that you might be engaging in emotional eating. Number one, first, the hunger comes on pretty fast. What the hell? Where'd that come from? 1 minute you're feeling normal, and the next, you want to eat, right? Maybe you're watching TV, and a commercial comes on. All of a sudden, you're hungry. Or maybe this 100% used to happen to both Angela and I back in, I don't know, when we were first married, we used to have a guilt-free KFC night. Guilt-free, right? Because we have guilt-free meals. So let's do KFC. That's our guilt-free meal, right? One guilt-free meal. So we go to KFC, we order a freaking bucket of chicken, some fries, some gravy. Like, we go all out, man. And then we get home and we eat it and we feel like crap. We don't even eat the whole thing. And that became something that used to happen all the time. We would go and we would get all this food, dark meat, eat a quarter of it, feel horrible, like terrible. Not only that night, but the next day. And then even the next day. And so it just became, we just stopped doing it. Like stopped. But there was a month or 2 months where every time I would drive by KFC, I'd get that smell, and then I'd be hungry all of a sudden. Of course, the first thing you're going to say to yourself is, man, I can go for some of that at KFC, eh? Woo! Man, I miss my KFC, boy. All that dark meat, that big bucket of dark meat. What? Get those fries, put in that gravy, the macaroni salad. Oh, wow. Now, as I'm saying that right now, I'm actually feeling sick because I know how disgusting and gross I would feel. That's how I have a relationship with KFC. But back then, it took me a while. It took, you know, a couple of months, a couple of times passing it, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6, 7 times passing it to get over it, right? To like start to go, okay. Because what would happen is you will learn how to quickly associate how you're going to feel after you eat the KFC. Is it worth it? Okay, let's go back. So first the hunger comes on fast. Passing KFC, watching TV, KFC comes up. Second, you're only craving certain kinds of food, right? So these are signs of emotional eating. One, hunger comes on fast. Two, you're craving certain kinds of foods like, I don't know, for me? Let me go back for me. What were those foods back then? For me, it would have been pasta. If you know me, you know me. It was pasta. Big time. It was M&Ms. I remember going to Thailand 1 year. I think it was the year after we fought. And David Tebow, we hung out. Every time we go to Thailand, we would, you know, when we first started to go, back in like 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, we'd always hook up with someone that's there. And we just have this bond, right? And we just hang out the whole time. Go to fights, go to Big Buddha, train, like all of those things. And I remember Tebow could not believe how lean and ripped I was eating M&Ms every single night. Couldn't believe it. He was just like, what? How are you doing that? At 43 years old, M&Ms used to be big rice cake, flavored rice cakes. So these were the cravings that I had, certain food cravings that I had. That is a sign of emotional eating, only craving certain kinds of foods. A third sign is if you decide to eat, you don't feel satisfied. You want to keep eating. And I used to be the king of that. There are certain foods that when I start, I ain't stopping. 100%. Cashews, and they're not even really bad if you're eating the entire bag. Chips, you can't just have one. And when I used to eat popcorn, it would be maybe 2 bags of popcorn because I'm having grass, in quotations, grass-fed butter on the popcorn. That's another sign of emotional eating. You just don't feel full. You just want to keep eating. Oh, this is so good. I want to keep eating so I keep having that taste. I don't want it to go away. And finally, once you stop, this is another sign of emotional eating. You feel guilty and you regret every freaking thing you put in your mouth. Why did I eat like that? Now all my gains are gone. Now I'm bloated. Now my injuries are more acute because of inflammation. Now my immune system sucks. Now I feel horrible. That's emotional eating right there. If you have that, think about it. Here's one more thing to watch for when it comes to emotional eating. And this may be a little controversial, but I do see a lot of it on social media, or at least I used to. But if you think or say to yourself, I deserve this, when it comes to a particular food, Chances are, you're not eating because you're physically hungry. You're eating because you're rewarding yourself with food. I deserve this. I earn this. I should have this. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. Now, like I said before, this portion of understanding if you are emotional eating is not about judging. It's not about beating yourself up. Okay. And I don't want you to judge or beat yourself up because you've been emotionally eating. You just need to know those are the signs of emotional eating. So you should at this point say, no, I'm good. I don't really eat that way. Or, damn, I do, man. Yeah, I've had stints of that. Yeah, that's probably why I can't lose this last bit of belly fat. Or, yeah, yeah, I've got a couple of foods that I always eat and I can't stop eating. Hey, man, that's okay. I'm not asking you to judge or beat yourself up. In fact, I'm asking you to do the opposite. What I'm suggesting you to do is notice the patterns. What are the patterns? Because the knowledge is going to give you power. It will let you become more mindful on the thoughts and on your actions and on your habits. And you're going to actually start to make better choices. And you're going to not react out of like a habit or your old patterns, because it's very difficult to break old patterns. So sometimes we just shun. We don't even want to judge because that may be a little bit more painful. Now I got to judge myself? No, I just told you, you're not judging yourself. What you're doing is you're noticing. Even as you're eating, right? Even as you're eating, like this stage of intuitive eating is, or this stage of finding out whether you're emotionally eating or most, listen, let's, you know, when I sent out a survey, what is your number one struggle? I had tons of people say, I had more than 15 people say in different words, emotional eating. Some people just said emotional eating. Other people say, I can't stop eating because of blah, blah. Some people say I eat when I watch this, like, you know, it was all around that. So, you know, I've been in this game for a long time. I know a lot about intuitive eating. So I know I can uncover exactly what that person is asking or what that person is saying with what they wrote down and can pull it back to, okay, there's some intuitive eating opportunities. There's some emotional eating, but you have to know. And even if you say, oh yeah, I emotionally eat, you still have to go through this process, right? Because once again, imagine making better choices versus just reacting out of a habit or reacting out of a pattern. Because every time this happens, you eat this. Every time that happens, you eat this. Or at this time of the night, you eat this. Versus, I'm going to make better choices. I don't need to eat that because of this. And I don't need to eat this at 8 o'clock. Why am I eating at 8 o'clock? I just ate at 6. Why would I be eating at 8 o'clock? Just because the show comes on. Why would I stop off why would I give my power away to someone who cut me off in while I'm driving to send me over to McDonald's? Why would I give that power over to McDonald's and that person that doesn't even know me? No, I'm not doing that. Are you kidding me? No way. Now, if you decide that you want the food you deserve, or you decide to celebrate success with a feast, that's awesome because you decided, right? You decided. But if you decide that that particular meal or that particular snack isn't worth it because it'll set you back from your goals, then the important thing is you made that decision instead of just being on autopilot. And that's why with my nutrition system, I generally have, oh man, I got to cut it down to 3 guilt-free meals. But now I think it's 4 guilt-free meals. The first month, you don't have any guilt-free meals. But, you know, a guilt-free meal is different than a guilt-free day, right? We don't call them cheat days because our guilt-free meals are planned. You're literally planning it out so you don't feel guilty whatsoever. You have a plan around it. Like a guilt-free meal, oh, I know that, okay, I'm having this guilt-free meal tonight. I know that tomorrow I'm going to fast and I'm going to train like a bastard. I know that's not going to, but when you're having guilt-free meals, you know, and then eating, you know, healthy, meta-test, hormone-based balance plate meals the rest of the time and you have one guilt-free meal, you're good. You're great. In fact, the body's probably craving that. Make you more metabolic in some cases, depending on what you eat. So take some time. If you feel like you're in that emotional eating state, or even if you don't feel like it, start asking yourself those questions. Why am I eating? Now, another question that I get is how do I actually tap into my body's cues? Because we've talked about, a little bit about intuitive eating. We talked about emotional eating, but mindful eating is now the technique that you go to. Once you uncover the emotional eating, now we're going to move into mindful eating. Like the first step in intuitive eating has to do with, overeating or eating different foods, right? And a lot of us, like I said before, end up overeating because we eat too fast. So that's another thing. A lot of times, sometimes people eat too fast, so they start to overeat. And we have an automatic shutoff response built in our bodies, okay? But a lot of us override that because we just don't give it time to kick in. It needs time to kick in, which is why I said slow down when you're eating. Because if you eat really quickly and then you continue to eat more and more and more and more and more, you've just overridden that shutoff response. So that can mean we eat more and we eat more foods that we don't need. And not only do we take in too much food, but we also eat too fast. We don't chew enough. That's happened to me for most of my life. I eat fast. But what happens is when you don't chew, this can drag your energy down and also your body will struggle to digest and all that excess food that you're putting in. So imagine you're down it, down it, down it, down it. I'm gonna wolf this down. Remember people you say that? I gotta wolf this down. Oh yeah, I got only got 15 minutes from this meeting. I gotta wolf this down. That saying, I gotta wolf this down. I can't wait to hear the next person say that to me. I'm gonna laugh my black ass off. You're what? Wolf it down. Yeah, it makes it when you are eating fast and overeating, this as well as I do. You're going to sabotage your health. Don't even talk about weight loss and fat loss and muscle building and all that stuff. Your overall health. So the first and the biggest tip when it comes to mindful eating is slow down. Take small bites. Take the time to taste and enjoy your food. This is going to be important. It's about 20 minutes for your body to know it's full. So if you're eating your foods in 2 minutes, that ain't enough time. And I know if you're used to eating fast, this is going to be a switch. And like I said, I've been there myself, man. I've been there myself. I have to consciously tell myself, slow down and enjoy this, man. This is so good, right? You want to speed up, but if you want to speed up the results that you're going to get, the fat burning results, the metabolic results you'll get from eating good foods, hormone balancing, testosterone boosting, muscle building, energy, good health, then you need to slow down. That's how you speed up, by slowing down. And if you're tempted to have a second helping, like I mentioned before, look at what's on your plate. Do you have enough carbs? Did you eat before enough? Maybe you need some more water. I always drink water after my meal. Always. And then wait 5 minutes after you do that. Even if you feel hungry, drink some water, wait 5 minutes, and then see if you're still hungry. Listen, I'm not trying to deprive you of anything, but you need to honor your body by learning the messages. Because your body sends you messages. We just turn off everything that will allow us to understand the messages that your body's giving you. It tells you what it wants. It tells you what you need. That's what your body tells you, right? So how do we slow down? Well, take a moment before you eat. I talked about this before. Thank whoever made the meal, whether it's yourself, whether it's the chef, whether it's your wife, whether it's your partner, whether it's your kids. Be grateful. And then take smaller bites. Put your fork down between your bites if you have to. Chew more. It's not a race. We're not trying to wolf things down. This is not grade 5, grade 6. We're grown-ass men. 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old men, don't wolf things down. No matter who you are, slow down while you eat. If you want another plate or you think you want another plate, did I have enough carbs? Maybe drink a lot of water, drink some more water, and then wait 5 minutes. And I'm sure that'll go away. So we talked about asking ourselves, why am I eating, right? Emotional eating. Am I mad? Am I stressed? Is this a habit? Am I tired? Am I bored? Or am I hungry? I talked about slowing down. Take more bites, chew more, be grateful, drink some water, don't have seconds. And then I also talked about, how did that meal make you feel, right? We started with that. Do I feel bloated? Do I feel energized? Do I feel sick? Right? Those are the steps, right? How does that make me feel? First and foremost, am I hungry? And why am I eating? Right? Why am I eating right now? Am I eating because I'm stressed? Am I eating because I'm bored? Or am I actually hungry, which I am, because I haven't eaten and I've only eaten one meal today. So I gotta eat. And I know I have to eat. And I may not be that hungry. I'm not starving. And you don't have to wait till you're starving. But I'm hungry. And I know I've been drinking tons of water here. So I'm ready to eat. I'm not mad. I'm not stressed. This is not a habit. I don't eat every day at, said time. I'm not tired. I'm definitely not bored because I'm talking to you. So I'm hungry. Step one. Step two, while I'm eating, I'm going to slow down, take my time. I'm going to cook. Well, first I'm going to cook my meal. I'm going to be grateful that I cooked it. I'm going to have my water beside me, and I'm going to just chill and eat for 20 minutes and enjoy the succulent, incredible food that I'm going to be putting together. Air fried chicken thighs with the bone in, air fried with just a little bit of curry on it and some real salt. That's what I do there. Cook that for 22 minutes. Okay, so I put that in there. I've got my massive salad. I think I'm going to have the mixed greens. So mixed greens with lettuce. I'm going to put in some strawberries. I'm going to put in cucumber. I'm going to put olive oil over it as my... You're going to have olive oil, going to have real salt, throw some feta, mix all of that up. Oh, this tastes so good. I'm going to have my avocado. I'm going to cut that up, put salt on my avocado, real salt on my avocado. And then I'm going to have sweet potato. I'm going to have a sweet potato, just half of a sweet potato, because I have baked sweet potatoes downstairs, and I'm going to put grass-fed butter on it. So I'm going to have a starchy carb, which is my sweet potato. I'm going to have healthy fat, which is my avocado, olive oil, and grass-fed butter. I'm going to have lean protein, which is my chicken. And then I'm going to have my vegetables and fruits, greens. That's going to be so delicious. And I'm going to take my time. I'm going to eat that. And then afterwards, how am I going to feel? Am I going to feel bloated? Am I going to feel energized? Am I going to feel sick? I already know how I'm going to feel because that's how I eat every day. I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel awesome. I'm going to feel energized. I'm going to feel ready to go. But how do we deal with our cravings? And what does it mean? Because what do you crave? Do you crave salt? Do you crave sweet? Or do you crave something completely different? And I don't know anyone who doesn't crave from time to time. I crave 100%. I crave food, sweets from time to time. I crave salty chips from time to time. I crave 100%. And I know when I crave. Generally, when I'm not eating enough carbs, that's when I crave. If I have not been eating enough carbs, then I will crave sweets or salt. If I have trained hard and I'm tired and I go shopping and for the meals that I'm going to eat, man, am I craving not only sweets, not only salt, but every single thing I look at. But I understand why I'm craving. I don't succumb to the cravings, but I understand why I crave. The action. What's my behavior? What's my action? Because we can't help cravings. They're going to happen, right? It's not a sign of weakness because everyone gets it. It's not a sign of weakness, right? It's not an enemy per se. And that's the problem. Some people think that it's an enemy. Some people think that it's a battle, that I'm battling these cravings. Some people think that it's a weakness. Nah, man. Cravings are absolutely normal. We all have them. And one of the reasons I'm talking about intuitive eating is to empower you so that you're no longer controlled by your cravings, right? We're talking about intuitive eating, emotional eating, mindful eating to help you not give your power to your cravings. Because the fact is, you actually have a choice in this matter, right? You have a choice, right? The cravings, we're not going to let cravings win, right? You know, let's say you're going about your business, normal day, and all of a sudden you start craving pizza. You know, you've got, and specifically with that diet all or nothing mindset, you're there like white knuckling your way through this craving. That's why diets are, one of the reasons, there's many reasons, but for us guys, we're not dieting, man. We're not dieting. We're not white knuckling our way through life. But you might wonder why that craving has come, right? Why am I craving that, right? Because you were being great, and now the pizza, which you've bucketed into bad, is coming up. And you're thinking that bad or off limits can actually drive your craving to intensify. Because that's what happens. When you start thinking about, ooh, that's bad, I shouldn't do that. Oh, no, that's off limits. It's just going to continue to intensify that craving because your mind's on that. But with an intuitive eating mindset, you can give up that tug of war, baby, right? You can give up that tug of war because remember, we've learned a few things. We're starting to take a few minutes to pay attention to our body's cues and figure out if the craving is just a passing mood or if it's truly a sign that you're hungry or even whether you're going to have that, like, so you're going to have the slice for dinner or you're just going to move on with your life. That's the choice. That's really what it boils down to. Is this a passing mood or am I really hungry? And if I am really hungry, am I going to have a slice of freaking dinner? I mean, am I going to slice a pizza or am I going to like actually eat regular food? Because I know that this is what pizza is going to lead to because I did my mindful eating. I learned how I feel after intuitive eating. How do I feel? I'm being intuitive. How do I feel after I eat this? That's what you're trying to figure out. And once you do, you know, pizza? No, like for me, I know. Pizza? No way. You kidding me? No matter how healthy the pizza is, in quotes, I know what's going to happen. So I made that choice. So some of the questions you want to ask yourself when you are craving, the first thing I'm going to ask myself is, did I eat enough carbs today? Or did I just finish a workout and I'm super tired and it was a rough metabolic circuit. So no wonder I'm craving sweets or, you know, whatever. But I know that when I get home and I shower and I'm going to prepare this amazing meal, that's going to make me feel amazing. It's going to give me the nutrients I need to recover. Right. So are you, again, you're asking these same questions. Am I physically hungry? Is this a habit or do I normally have cravings at this time of the day? Am I being driven by emotion? Am I feeling angry right now? Am I feeling stressed? Am I lonely? Am I lonely? Am I bored? Am I sad? Am I tired? And then can you shift your mindset for a few minutes so the craving goes away? You just have to shift that mindset. You're used to just giving in. So it is going to take a little bit of time. But if we simply shift our attention to something else, our cravings are going to completely disappear. Whatever decision you end up making, though, you want to make sure that that's a thoughtful decision. And that's what really this is all about, right? Like, you're going to make the decision. If you want to give into that craving and you want to eat shitty, that's your choice. You made the conscious choice because you've gone through and understood that, oh, I'm just craving this because it's a habit, but I still want it. Well, okay, you made that choice. You know what it's going to make you feel after, how it's going to make you feel after. So you know how, if you're on a healthy journey, that where it's going to put you, how far back it's going to put you. So you know all of these things. So not exercising what I've taught you today in this episode about intuitive eating, about emotional eating, about mindful eating, that's on you. Because this is the answer. This is the answer. Because when you make the decision, you're no longer being controlled by the cravings. You're now in control. Because if you're craving something shitty and you end up eating that shitty food, That's on you. You made that decision. So you can't go around asking people, how do I get rid of these cravings? Well, you just gave into the craving, right? Because we just talked about, oh, I'm craving because it's a habit. So, okay, the thing that you should focus more on is, why am I hungry? Why am I craving the sweets? Oh, it's because it's a habit. Oh, well, I'm going to break that habit right now. So let me think about something else. Let me get some water. Let me give this. Literally takes 3 or 4 minutes, really. Doesn't take that long. If you're truly craving because of a habit, or if you're truly craving because you're angry or stressed or lonely or bored or sad, it doesn't take long for that craving to go away. You just have to give it that time. And then the more you do that, the less you have the cravings. You're now in control. And so finally, we want to learn how to tap into some of our body's signals, right? When it comes to when to eat, what to eat, how much to eat. Because sometimes we don't know, right? All of this stuff, but all of these things that I'm talking about, that I'm teaching you right now, is going to help you tap into your body's cues. Your body's going to start, like, now you're opening your mind to being more intuitive about the eating habits you have, right? To be more mindful about eating. So that will only give you the power to be more mindful and intuitive over what your body is saying to you. Because when you're out of touch with your body signals, that's when you're on restrictive diets, all these stupid ass diets out there. Like, that's being out of touch, because you don't really know what's going on with your body. You don't hear it. Your body's telling you that you specifically need something, yet you're not going to do it because you're on this fast, or you're on this one meal a day, or you're on this carnivore diet, or you're on this paleo diet, or you're on this keto diet, so we don't eat carbs. Like, that's insane. Now, there are some times when you just have to ignore your body's cues, and that's only generally when you're in a sport, where you're participating in something where a certain look or a certain weight class has to be achieved. It's the only time. That's it. But now, with intuitive eating, you're going to relearn how to recognize and trust your body's signals. And it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. It's going to take practice. And it may just happen without you even knowing. Because good nutrition isn't rigid. It isn't restrictive. It isn't complicated. It's a healthy lifestyle that's simple to follow, giving you a balanced plate meal, every single meal. We're not worried about good foods and bad foods to an extent. We know the foods that are good and bad, but we also know what certain foods do for our body, because there's certain foods that are good, but just our body doesn't like those foods. So we have to be intuitive to that. Yes, this is on the good food list right here. But every time I eat it, why am I feeling bloated? But it's on the good food. I'm eating it. You told me to eat it, Funk. It's on this list here. So I eat it all every day. Every single day I eat it. And now I feel like I just can't get rid of this belly fat. And I feel bloated and I feel gross after. But it's on this list. Hey, man, intuitive eating. Just because it's on the list doesn't mean it's good for you. It means that it's on the list and it's good, but it may not be good for you. This is when you need this principle to know how your body reacts to certain foods, how you feel after certain foods. And listen, you are going to get this. You are 100% going to get how to eat mindfully, how to eat intuitively. You need to trust yourself on this. You will. It'll take time. And listen, your body also has to rebalance as well. Your body has to be able to, you have to give your body time to reconfigure, for lack of better words, because it's just been doing one thing the whole time. Your brain has been telling your body to do something, and now you're doing X. But we want to rebalance. We want to reframe. We want to rewire. So that we now can easily be able to recognize the foods that are good and what aren't. We already know generally, but there's going to be other ones, right? So are we drinking enough water? So if you're going to start experimenting with intuitive eating, if you want to start, you know, looking into this, here are some things to think about. First of all, you're drinking a gallon and a half of water a day, period. Not like, oh, well, if I have this tea, is that water? If I have this, I don't know, juice, which you're never supposed to have, is that water? Like, no, water, that's it. One to 1.5 gallons a day, no, that's it. Protein, because you have to get that protein in you, because protein is the most satiating nutrient. It helps you to feel fuller longer, right? So you want to make sure that you're getting enough protein and some starchy complex carbs. Those are things that are going to help you curb your cravings. Ensure that you're getting the nutrients that you need to help with your hormones, metabolism, fat loss, muscle growth. You also need fibers and nutrient-dense foods like vegetables, because that's going to help your body function optimally. That's going to help with your gut health, specifically the fiber. And then some foods, like sugary foods, like processed foods, are going to affect your hormones. And they're also going to lead you to eat more. And you're also going to have a horrible response to those: headaches, feeling tired, feeling grouchy, feeling depressed, depression. Stop eating them. Stop eating sugar. Stop eating processed food. Stop eating shit food that you know are affecting your body and your hormones. Ultra processed foods will drive you to eat more. And specifically the ones that don't contain the nutrients like unprocessed foods do. Okay? So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that gives you an idea of intuitive eating. Remember, go to over40alpha.com, and for $1 for 30 days, not only am I going to help you lose weight, but I'll teach you how to eat. I'll teach you how to eat sustainably so that you not only eat foods that you love and that are good for your body and that taste good, but you're also going to increase your testosterone levels naturally. You're also going to burn fat, lose weight, build muscle, increase energy. You're going to smash all of the chronic illnesses that you may be dealing with at this moment, along with working out right beside the Funkster. Just press play. You and I are going to work out together. And watch out also in November 2023, not only is it National Testosterone Day, but also I have my book, Nutrition for Men Over 40, coming out. It is going to be a banger, and you're going to get it for free. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you on the other side. Get it done.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.